Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Blessings and welcome to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. Again, I apologize for being late. I had posted that there was a chance that I could be late due to being at my sister Marsha's memorial service. So I did come back, and I still want to do the show, and just want to hang out with you guys for a little bit, playing some good music. If there's anybody who wants to call in and just, you know, promote themselves or share a thought or two, I am more than welcome to take your phone calls. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. But let me scroll down the list and see who I can start this evening out with. I'm going to play a track by somebody who I think is an amazing artist, a great talent, a Christian man, a minister of God, and his name is Russell Blake. He is out of California, and I'm going to play his piece called Quiet Strength.
Thank you.
strength by an amazing talent out of California. His name is Russell Blake. Now I'm going to bring you up here to the Pacific Northwest and play one of my favorite young talents. His name is Sheldon Butler, and I'm going to play his piece, This Road.
Keeps on moving people coast to coast and playing with lives like a deck of cards. Daily dealing women, children of any age, and oh, it breaks my heart. The underground shopping cart is moving oh so fast. Traffic is piled up on this road. Somebody across the globe, the bitter trade winds blow, and we just feel the breeze. Feelings all controlled and filtered by the things we think we know. While over in another country, one of our brothers owns a dealership, 'cause he knows that selling these cars in the homeland won't fly. Somebody
we were just listening to This Road by one of the younger talents coming out of the Pacific Northwest. His name is Sheldon Butler. I'm going to play a few more tracks just to kind of give me a chance to kind of pull myself together, and then I'll do a little bit of talking if you don't mind. I'm going to take you out to Minneapolis, Minnesota, and play a piece by a gentleman who I had on the leopard carpet this past week. If you missed the show, I really, really would highly suggest that you go back and scroll down my archives and take a listen to Dwight Hobbs on the leopard carpet with me. I really, really enjoyed my hour with him and hearing his stories and being able to share his flavor. this particular piece is kind of special to me because it I not only love the words to this song, but it was produced by a very, very dear friend of mine, Roger. This piece is called Pretty Girl by Dwight Hobbs. Stepping onto the leopard carpet with me this past Monday. I had a great, great time with him, great stories. And he'll be stepping back on the leopard carpet with me probably before the year is out, and I really, really look forward to that. What we do here on Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style, it's about, you know, supporting the arts. It's about supporting the independent artists, the ones that are kind of the unknowns, the ones that really, really deserve to be recognized, and to find people that can help put them out there, help shine the light on them and who they are and their talents. And that's what I try to do here through my coffee house show, is to just show my support, opening up the phone lines for artists to promote themselves if they would like. I do a variety of shows here on Flava News Radio, but it's all about, you know, the underground independent artists, and that's my passion, that's my ministry of what it is that I do for people, is supporting artists. So I want to play a song, and this is an artist who has become very, very dear to my heart in just a matter of days. Very, very kind man, very, very talented man, and just want to give a big shout out to the newest member of the Flava News movement. His name is Patrick Domino, and I'm going to play Baby Baby. We were listening to Baby Baby by the newest member of the Flava News movement. His name is Patrick Domino. Now I'm going to take you over to Switzerland. I just need to play a few songs, and again, I'm going to talk here in a few minutes, but I want to take you over to Switzerland and play a piece by a dear friend of mine. I'm very, very proud to be a part of his U.S. team. I think I'm going to have to get a international calling card so I can give him a call because I really, really miss hearing his voice. This is Chameleon, and I'm going to play the title track to his newest CD, which is called Living Sacrifice.
You know, sometimes in life, there's just things you got to let go of. About
Home. place like home.
All right, that's my girl Monica Monet out of Jacksonville, Florida, with her piece Home. And again, Monica's my girl. She's my sister. You know, she holds me down. She knows the good, bad, and the ugly about me, Lady Flava or Susan. And I value her very, very much. So let me just take a moment and share a story and share some thoughts. For some of you, you know that my sister Marcia passed last Friday. And her memorial service was today. That's why I was late getting back and doing the show. And I thought, you know, should I cancel the show? Should I do it? And I wanted to do it. I wanted to do it. You know, sometimes Lady Flava and Flava News keeps me sane in the craziness of life. You know, I'm very, very blessed to have connected with some amazing, amazing talents from around the world. And I'm honored to be able to share your Flava with the listening audience of Flava News and Flava News Radio. But today, you know, at my sister's memorial service, the beautiful thing that comes out of a passing of a loved one is getting family together. And I sat there and I realized I had not seen my nephews and my niece in years, honestly, years. I live about an hour north of where they live. My nephew Christopher is actually in the armed service, and he had to fly in from Dubai. My nephew Shay, who was my sister Elaine's son, now lives in Dallas, you know, but they were home. And, you know, really, really made me think, you know, what does family mean? When I built my coffee shop, Flava Coffee House, in 2003, you know what? It took me away from everything and everybody because my whole world was that business. I ran it from morning till night, started out 7 days a week, went to 6 days a week, and I did this by myself for 5 years. And I decided in 2008 to close her physical doors. I missed out on a lot. I missed out on a lot of things in regards to family and friends during those years. Then I really, really delved into Flava News. And then, you know, 2 years ago, Flava News Radio. And this has just kept me busy on top of being grandma. And life is busy, you know, but is that an excuse? I heard somebody talk about at my sister's memorial service, you know, how she lives, you know, a long ways north, and I would always say, you know what, I'm going to get down south and I'm going to visit Marcia, you know, and the kids and everything. And it was like, oh, that's such a long drive. Oh, the weather is so bad, and all these different excuses. Oh, next week I'll do it. And she never did. You know, they would talk on the phone periodically and this and that. And just like even for myself, I would see Marcia when she would come over here to see our sister Natalia and my brother-in-law Tony. And, you know, it's like, okay, is that really, really good enough excuse? When I was 18 years old, I went to work for an amazing woman. Her name's Alois Boswell. And she was this beautiful, beautiful woman, just classy, just intelligent, articulate. Just to me, I thought she was the epitome of what a woman should be. And I vowed that one day when I grew up, I was going to be just like her. She had the shoes and the purses and her hair done and the jewelry and this and that. And I really honestly think that how I got into purses and shoes was because of her, you know. And every time we'd go to her house, we'd go into her huge walk-in closet and just look at her shoes and her purses and, you know, and all of this. But anyway, she took me under her wing, and especially when I became pregnant with my oldest daughter, she took me under her wing and made me one of her daughters. And from there, you know, I became a part of her family. And that's how Marcia and Elaine and Natalia and Renee came into my world, was through Alois, because Alois is their mother. And the interesting thing over this journey of life of, you know, over 30 years of them being in my world, our mothers went into the hospital the same month in 1999, just days apart, to start their journey to pass on. And I was going back and forth between two hospitals at the same time to see my mom's. And my mother, she was in a coma. A Lois I could at least talk to when I would visit her, and she would always tell me how much she loved me, always. And then eventually Lois was really, really deteriorating and starting that journey home. And they moved her into a hospice. And so again, I was going between the hospice and the hospital where my mother was. And finally, Lois passed February 16th, 1999. So hard, you know, to say goodbye, you know, and to go through that process and know that I would not have her home to go and visit and spend time with my sisters and her children and the grandchildren. And for my youngest, Brittany, would always spend the weekend at Grandma Lois's. My mother started deteriorating in the hospital where she was, and they moved her into a hospice. The strange thing is my mother was moved into the same hospice that Lois was moved into, and she was moved into the same room that Lois passed away in. And I really freaked out about that. And then somewhere, I think, along the way, I gained some peace. Maybe there was a reason why my two moms passed in the same room, just months apart. So my sisters from Lois, they all have health issues. And I've worried about them for a long time. My sister Elaine, she was diagnosed with breast cancer about 2002. I went through the process with her by her side as she had a mastectomy and went through chemotherapy. And then my sister Natalia, you know, she's got lupus and Crohn's and is so very, very sick right now. And then Marcia had a stroke. Her kidneys were failing. And she had a stroke 2 weeks ago, and again, she passed last weekend. So I tell you all of this, is you just never know how people are going to be connected. You never know how they may come into your life and what role they may play. I'm sure that when Lois hired me when I was 18 years old, she would never guess at that moment, at that time, that I would become a part of her personal world and be able to share life and allow her to share mine and to be a grandma to my children and just know the love of another extended family. One of the things that the pastor spoke on today at the memorial service is just, you know, letting go of the negative and embracing those in your world, forgiving and moving forward, you know, coming together as family, whether you are blood family or just God's family coming together. And I thought, you know what, it really, really was meant for me to be there, not only because of her passing, but I think it was meant for me to be there just to hear that message. Sometimes I feel like I go through a struggle in what it is that I do. I have gone through some very disturbing situations being an artist cheerleader. Things that I need to heal from, things that I need to let go of. But the one thing that holds true, and I say this all the time, God keeps me on this journey, and I know this is where God wants me to be, is being the artist cheerleader. So I thank all of you for coming into my world. I want to thank all the artists for allowing me to share their flavor here on Flavor News Radio. This is a big deal to me. I hope it's a big deal to you, too, because I believe in you, and if I did not believe in you, I would not play your sound. I believe in you, and let's just hold hands. Let's make this a win-win. Let's move forward. Let's let go of the negative, and let's find some positive things. Let's explore how we can make this work for all of us. You know, as you are independent artists and trying to strive to shine in the spotlight in every way that you can. You know, I strive to try to create doors and find those doors to open up that I can take you through and give you more opportunities and allow those opportunities for you to be heard and seen in front of more audience and more audience. So let's build that. And you know what? I would say in 2012, but you know what? We've still got some time in 2011. So let's join hands. Let's make this work. You know, again, I believe in you. That's why I work hard. That's why I've made sacrifices. And unfortunately, some sacrifices maybe I shouldn't have made, you know. And I'm definitely, definitely going to have to find a way that I can make things work and be more connected to my family. Because like the pastor said, you know what, this is not when you want to come together, is when somebody dies. You want to embrace and love each other while you're here now. So let me get into playing some more music from some of the people that I'm just honored and blessed to be able to share on my show. And let's see, who do I want to play? Who do I want to play for you? You know what? This is a very, very special song to a dear friend of mine. And I'm going to play Misty by Stephen Jerome Ferguson. Thank you. beautiful piece is called Misty, and it was done by my dear, dear friend Stephen Jerome Ferguson, who is another person who just really, really holds me down. I love him so very, very, very much and have much appreciation and respect for him. Now I'm going to bring you back out here to the Pacific Northwest. This young man, when I met him, about a year and a half ago, is that right? Maybe about a year and a half ago. Just the utmost respect. You know, there's nothing more than just to meet an artist who is just so respectful, not only of just meeting you as a person, but of his craft, of what it is that he's wanting to accomplish and how he goes about it. You know, I got to witness him in studio, and he and his wife are just a lovely, lovely couple with a beautiful, beautiful little girl named Lyric. This is J.C. Flo with my girl Tiffany Wilson with their piece called Hold You Down.
By this fury, hurry through my day trying to find what to say. Can I handle anything that's gonna come my way? But I pray, be able to find. When I look into my heart, I hope to find my mind. When I find my mind, I'm hoping to find the time. When I find the time, I wish I could just rewind. When I was committed to start this life again, what I know now, I want to avoid these dead ends. And hopefully be able to defend all my hopes and dreams. I gotta believe that I can be anything. Thoughts on, they won't die, they won't quiet. I turn out the lights and now I lie here in silence. Awake at night by my own mind's violence. Please, Lord, help me silence these sirens. Past the background, fading in point. I saw what I want, I see what's really there. It's funny when it matters, I was the one who didn't care. I had high hopes, diminished the dreams. I stare keeping myself, paint music on the scene. The sun gleams, half my shoulder onto the piece. It's finished, I do not want this to cease. Without a beat, it's really hard to let go. I don't want to give it, I just want to live within it. This music is so beautifully vivid, and with it, I can feel your affection. My dreams, critical mass. Now I finally feel like an integral part of the past. But who is to control the trigger? Dare I ask? I'm never gonna look back.
That was J.C. Flo and Tiffany Wilson out of the Pacific Northwest with their piece, Hold You Down. Now I'm going to play an artist. This is a new artist who has come to me through her publicist, Hassan Brown, and her name is Rhonda Thomas, and this piece is called The Light.
Hard on yourself, thinking you can't do it without help. Stagnant water, defeated like a lamb to the slaughter. Your words is more than what you do. While you can't let other folks define you, your life is all your own. The harder the struggle, the greater
you
go.
Definitely should check it out. It'll kind of give you a little bit more insight of who I am and how I think about things. So anyway, I want to play a piece by him. He goes by the name of Swift Tongues, and this is the very first piece I ever heard and video that I saw that he did. This is called If I Had a Dollar, featuring Toots.
Baby, you're beginning to sound like a broken
record. If I had a dollar for you, more than my spirit routine. Tonight by my side and you hold me. If I had a dollar for every time you told me.
How you think I bought them? I be early bird and earning surfing on my wallet. Baby, what you call it? I take and make it solid. I'm from Wild State. We okay, call us holics. Broke, I can't acknowledge. I brush the dust, I'm polished. If we ain't got it, you ain't saw it. New shit, new toilet. Yet you get the benefits. Spend this shit, replenish it. Always shopping, always wanting. Stop it, you ain't in. But this mortgage, you can't pay it, so
if
say
I had a dollar for every time you told me.
Dollar for every time you said we'd go to Montego or Puerto Rico, I'd be rich, Swift.
Damn.
Yeah, a rich chick.
That was Swift Tongues with his piece, If I Had a Dollar, featuring Miss Toots. Now I want to take you down to Sacramento, California, and play a piece. This is Ava Lamert's rendition of Stormy Weather, and let me tell you, it is storming up here in the Pacific Northwest. Nasty, nasty weather. I drove to work in hail and hard rain and lightning last night, and it's still just pouring down rain today. So I think it's appropriate for this evening. Again, this is Ava Lamert out of Sacramento, California, with her rendition of Stormy Weather.
Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky.
Since my man and I ain't together, keeps raining all of the time, all the time. Life is bad, gloom and misery everywhere, stormy weather. Just can't keep my poor old self together. Keeps raining all of the time. Since he went away, the blues walked in and they met me. If he stays away, old rocking chair's bound to get me. I just hope and pray the Lord above will let me walk in the sunshine once again. You know it keeps raining all of the time.
That's why I do what I do. That's why I try to figure this all out. That's why I come and do the show sometimes, even when at the very beginning I might not really feel like doing it, but there's something about doing it that I've got to be here. And so I'm very, very blessed. I do not take this for granted, being able to share your sound, you know, here on Flava News Radio. And soon, very soon, I'll be able to share your sounds on other stations that are heard globally. So I thank all of you that have come into my world and made me who I am. If it was not for you, the amazing talents and artists coming my direction, I would not be Lady Flava. So I thank you from the bottom of my heart. I want to play a piece. This piece just always makes me feel good. And why does it make me feel good? My grandkids can listen to it. Auntie Lisa sings it to Kimora when she sees her. Kimora sings it to people on the telephone. And this is my family. This is my family. Not only are they amazing talents, but this is my family. I got to play I Love My Life by Black Stax.
I hope he never feels how that felt. But he showed me a few things I can't keep to myself. I'll share them with his grandchild, whom he has never ever met. But I wouldn't change a thing, 'cause that would change everything.
For 2 years, I have a little blurb of a visual in the video of this particular song. My grandkids get a kick out. There's grandma, you know, you got to make sure that you don't blink, otherwise you'll miss me. But this song means a lot to me. I'm the first who ever played it on the air. I've been able to push it to other stations globally. Black Stax is my family. I have so much love and respect for this particular group, and especially Jace, who's, I guess we call him the papa of this group. Jace is my brother. God could not have given me a better brother. I want to give him a big shout out. I want to give, again, Stephen Jerome Ferguson, John D. Green Sr., Monica Monet, Travis Fox, and Patrick Domino some shout outs, because you guys have been really, really holding me down. lately when I've needed that. And I'm blessed. I'm very, very blessed. I want to encourage people during the holiday season to really, really think about not so much the monetary gifts to give family and friends, but more so the gift of love and time and just acknowledgement. You know, make a phone call. Let people know that they matter. Go spend some time, maybe make some cookies and share, you know, a meal. You know, I think those memories are what I hold on to the most about when my moms were alive. And I have several moms. So when you hear me talk about moms, you know, three of them have passed now. I have one left, and I'm blessed to have Grace still with me. But, you know, just let your family know you love them. You know, I learned a big lesson today at my sister Marcia's memorial. You know, and I missed out a lot on family, being a business owner and doing the things that I do, that I really need to rethink that and make some time for my family more and make some time for myself and take care of myself better. Because if I don't take care of myself better, I'm not going to be here for you guys being able to kick my legs up and wave my leopard pom-pom. So I just really would encourage you to not think so much about what gift you can go buy at a mall, but more so the gift of time and love and acknowledgement that you can give your friends and family. But if you are going to buy a gift during the holiday season, really, really think about supporting an independent artist. Really think about supporting one of these crafters, one of these creative souls out there. There are CDs out there. There are books out there. There are visual arts. There's jewelry. There's all kinds of art that you can find, you know, from these creative souls, you know, creating beautiful things for you to enjoy and for you to share. So really, really consider supporting an independent artist during the holiday season. So I want to thank everybody again for tuning in to Flava Coffee House Online Radio Style. This is my baby. This is my home. This is my foundation. I was birthed in my physical building in North Seattle back, even though I opened up her doors in 2003, my very first event as Lady Flava was in 2004, a jazz event. So, you know, this is where I just love to come on Saturday, support you, the artists, and play your sounds and open up the phone lines for you to call in and share a thought or two, but especially I'd really love to hear you promote yourself. So I'm going to close out with a piece by a dear, dear friend of mine, somebody who was one of the first artists and one of the first customers to walk through my door at Flava Coffee House in North Seattle. Her name is Catherine Humes, and Catherine, I love you so very much. Her piece is called Dance Line. Take care, God bless, and help spread the word about what we're doing for underground independent artists through Flava News and Flava News Radio.